Listener Production.
This podcast is being recorded on Gadigal land. We pay our respects to the traditional custodians of this country and elders past, present. We extend our respect to any First Nations, Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people joining us today. Hey everyone, we've got a producer Elise here, which is so random. What the hell?
You paused on my name, bitch.
No, because
producer.
Who are you?
Producer,
who is this person? What is she doing at the listener headquarters?
She's back.
Headquarters, like we're an evil villain. Like HQ, listener HQ.
Despicable me, little minions popping out.
So you've got nightmare fuel for me as a reintroduction.
I do.
Let's begin, shall we?
Let me start with a caveat of I have lots of cooked stories, but I just don't want them on the internet forever.
That's so weird. I can't relate.
I know. I'm salaried, babe.
You know what's funny? Actually, I haven't told a lot of stories about my life on the
it's
show.
Been a while.
I'm saving them for the tour.
Oh, fuck. I was going to say, give me a couple of weeks. I'll get them out.
Yeah. Okay. I'll get them out.
Okay. So it's a fucked work story.
I love a work bitch.
Yeah. So it was before I worked in this industry, so I'm not going to be like doxing any former workplaces.
Okay.
Maybe I'd love to. No. nope. So when I had a little mentee bee and I broke down and dropped out of university at age 22, I needed a job that wasn't hospitality because I was like, mm-hmm. need some regularity, mm-hmm. need some 9-to-5. Mm-hmm. And a girlfriend of mine worked at an acting agency and she got me a gig as their receptionist. And it was like corporate girly life. I spent like tiny amount of money I had on like an ASOS business casual wardrobe.
Babe, not the ASOS yep. business yep. casual.
Cigarette pants and a collared
yes.
shirt and the shawl. And then got there and like the girls were there in like mini skirts and thongs. And I was like, oh, fuck. I done goofed it. So
receptionist to the stars.
Truly, like big Hollywood name.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh
yeah,
my
yeah.
god. Like Toadie from Neighbours?
No, like Nicole King. Kidman's agent. Like,
oh really? Oh yeah. Right, okay.
Yeah, but like wow. but like the big stars weren't in Australia, really. Right. They all, you know, lived off in their wonderful houses, I
Los Angeles.
But
yes.
I got to read some really weird fan mail. Once Sam Neill got sent like a hand drawn cartoon book that I swear to God was like haunted, and I read it and I was like, we have to burn this because if we don't, it's gonna like haunt the office.
With Babadook.
Yeah, but it was truly gay icon Babadook that was oh yeah. They were just trying to pitch him Babadook.
Maybe someone was trying to pitch. Oh my god! And you've gone burn it.
I was like burn it.
And you know Babadook when they burn the book and it comes back.
Yeah. Oh my god!
What the hell? Oh my god!
So. One of the agents, like a couple of them brought in their dogs and I was like the bottom of the hierarchy mm-hmm. of Maslow's hierarchy of needs, me, the bottom.
Yep.
and so there was a little park across the road and the agents who brought in their dogs would take their dogs across the road for toilet breaks, of mm-hmm. course, because we were a couple of floors up. And it was like an old warehouse building. There were a couple of offices underneath us. And sometimes the dogs, one of the agents wouldn't take their dog out because they were lazy
mm-hmm.
and the dog would make mistakes, mm-hmm. little wee-wee mistakes.
No, didn't know.
Doesn't know better. It needed to go to the toilet and hadn't been taken out. And so it would make, and you know, you'd be walking around the office and there'd be a poo or something on the floor and you're like,
oh my God.
I took such joy in sending an all-staff email. I mean, like, the dog's shit in the DVD corridor again.
The DVD corridor. Again.
Again.
Hi, everyone. If you could please remember to clean up after the dog.
Yeah, that'd be really good.
Yeah, that'd be great.
And one day someone came upstairs from the office below us. It was like an IT company or something. And I'm just sitting there, you know, answering emails, sorting through the weird fan mail, looking up memes. And they go, oh, sorry, there's a leak or something because there's water coming through the roof. And I was like, where is it coming through the roof? And they're like, oh, you're about halfway down the office. And I was just like, it's a DVD library.
It's a DVD corridor.
And
the
agent's dog had done a big piss and poo, a wet poo.
Oh.
And it had been left for so long that it was seeping through the roof onto the head and computer of a staffer
no,
below.
No, no, no,
yeah.
no. First of all,
What was this office that you worked in? Was it built in 1641?
It was like one of
what is going on? Truly. Why is the floor so thin that, a dog wee will leak through?
Like the floorboards didn't quite meet and it was like old and like it was very like rustic warehouse chic.
Like Sydney, like
yeah.
Like a terrace home in Sydney
yes.
vibe.
Yes, like an old factory where they, I don't know, moved yeah. wool.
Yeah, like I used to live in a place that canned pineapples.
Yeah.
So and you're like, yeah, and there's probably people that died in here. Yeah.
Yeah, similar vibes. And the best part was the agent whose dog it was refused to claim responsibility and she made her assistant clean up the mess and go downstairs and say it was her fault.
She made her go down and say so sorry.
So sorry, like there was a leak, but like it was like oh, my dog or whatever.
My God. Okay, that's like some real Devil Wears Prada shit. Yes. Like my PA literally, like the other day I dropped a pot plant off the bench and it smashed on the floor like in the back balcony. And I was like, get on the floor. No, I'm kidding. And I was like, get on your hands and knees. No, but she tried Scrub. To, she, I was like vacuuming it up and she was like, do you have like a dustpan and broom? And I was like, yeah. And then she went to go and do it. And I was like, don't clean up my mess. That's fucking insane. I was like, what the fuck is wrong with you? I was like, I'll do it. Like, that's yeah. so fucked.
Yeah.
But I could really harness my power.
Oh, yeah, totally. You go in, if you're in the industry for that long and think that you're that untouchable.
That's really fucked up. Like,
I can't tell any of my other fuck stories, but I did prepare one via a girl who I actually went to high school with sent me one.
Okay, she's
and she was well. Like, and she was like, I think we should do this as well because it's a little more salacious.
Let's do a double one. Okay, I love it.
A double whammy.
Hey, Oscar, Lem, and Abby.
Rude. But
wow.
Fine.
Elise's here. Hello.
First week back, but. Fine.
Wow, that's
fuck
fine. Yeah.
I have two nightmare fuels and neither of them are mine.
The best kind. The best kind when you're like, and this has nothing to do with me.
The first one is my brother's. He's a teacher and has a very unique name. Basically, the only time I hear it on anyone under the age of 90 is like people using it ironically as like a dog's name. So I'm going to change it.
Basil. Basil.
Yeah, take a guess. What name? What do you think it is?
Cecil, Basil, Cypress.
Adolf. Goebbels. No.
Oh,
not.
My God. Is it any of those?
No.
Is it Walters?
I'm going to change it to Ernest. It has the same vibe. All right. So I was in year 12. It was a Monday morning and my mum comes into my room while I'm getting ready. And she says, like, she seems very concerned. I'm like, what's up? And she's like, I found something in the conditioner bottle and
no. Okay, this makes me fearful.
Do you want to take a guess?
Come. Come. Come.
Okay. Well, all right.
Ejaculate. Sperm.
And like your dad's going to call a company later and what? Complain. I was like, "What? Like what did you find in there?" And she was like, "I like found a condom." And I was like, oh, what? Gross.
In the conditioner bottle.
She found a condom in the conditioner bottle.
Okay.
Was it used? She was like, well, like, yeah, there was a knot in it. And I was like, oh, that's gross. Like, nah, that's fucked.
Yeah, okay, okay.
Yeah, yeah. So setting scene, used condom, tied, knot in the conditioner bottle.
I was like, did you use it? She was like, I washed my hair twice.
Oh, my God.
Nah, but the cum is inside the condom.
You've got lube all through your hair now. Yeah. And you've also got pussy juices all through your hair. Sorry. Both sides of the condom are tainted.
And conditioner famously seals in all the juices.
Oh my God, Garnier Fructis. Pussy juice.
Because you're worth it.
Because you're worth it.
Anyway, she says like, but anyway, like, so your dad's going to like call the company when he gets home from work and complain.
Shut
and I was
up.
Like, yeah, good. And she's like, okay, I just thought like maybe, do you think your brother might have done it? And I was like, no, that's a fucked up. Like, no, he wouldn't have.
And why would you put it in the conditioner? You put it in the outside bin. Like if you, like I've had that before when you live with your parents and you put it in like paper, whatever, and you go to the outside bin and you put it in the back corner of the outside bin. That's what you do. Like, you don't put it in a fucking conditioner bottle, right?
I mean, this is a man we're talking about. They're not very smart. True. Sorry, Oscar.
And she's like, okay, well, like your dad is going to complain. I was like, what? Do you want me to call him? She's like, yeah, like, yes, please. I was like, fine. So.
Sorry.
So uh-oh. She wants. So now it's the daughter's responsibility. Sorry. The daughter's responsibility to call her brother and say, did you fuck, and then come, and then take the condom off, well done being safe, tie it up, and then put it in mum's conditioner bottle? If so, are you aware that our mother now has a head of pussy juice?
Yes, that is exactly what her mother is asking her to do.
Oh my fucking God, okay.
My brother was living in the same town as us, but he was living on campus at uni. And Monday morning, uni student, definitely woke him up when I call him. And I can tell his like girlfriend's next to him. I ring him. I'm like, hey, Ernest, it's me. Mum found a condom in the conditioner bottle and she's just wondering if... And she's like, she what? And then I was like very taken aback, like, ooh, like, Mum found a condom in the conditioner bottle. And he's like, did she get it out of the bin?
Oh, 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 oh. Okay, okay. You know what? Because she would have, okay, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I was like, Mum, did you get it out of the bin? She was like, oh, well, there's some left.
Some left because it was heavy, because it was heavy, because it was full of cum. And she's thought, oh, you know, well, I'll just cut it open.
Yeah.
I'll just scoop it around.
There's some left in here.
Some of it there. We've got to use all of the palm olive.
Someone wasteful.
Are you joking?
Has chucked out. That's got a good wash left in that.
At least one. It was on special and we've got to make sure. It might be on special next week. We've got to make sure we've used it all.
And now, like, at this point, like, let's all just visualise my mum, like, opening, like, tighter. She is opening the bin and being like, oh, there's still, like, a little bit of conditioner in here and giving it a shake and, like, that flop, like...
Not the flop!
You can picture the flop of the knotted used condom. Sidebar, he was just, like, looking around the bathroom of my conservative parents' home looking for, like, somewhere to hide it. And he's like, well, the conditioner's almost gone. Like, yeah, let's put it in there and throw it away.
It was actually a really smart place to put the condom. I'm sorry for giving him shit. That's actually much smart. That's actually really smart.
Because he threw it away. He
threw it away afterwards.
This is 100%. I mean, this is 100% something my mother would do as well. Oh, yeah.
My mom's old. She'd go, darling, there's still some left.
The Tresemme?
Yeah.
Did you rinse it out with water and get one last wash?
You know, I still do that.
Yeah, ditto.
Hell yeah. Cut things open.
I'm like, so dad's going to like ring the company later and complain. Like, he needs to know.
You got to face
like,
up.
I was like, do you want me to call him? And he's like, oh, like, yeah, like, could you? And I was like, fine. I'm deep in this now anyway. So
the audacity, this poor sister and daughter is having to be the little producer in this family, run around and tidy up other people's messes.
Get off the phone to him. I couldn't even hear her speaking, but I could feel his girlfriend's panic. Like, I could feel it through the phone.
Oh my God.
So now I ring my dad. Now, my dad is, he was born, like, as an 80-year-old, honestly. If you're trying to organize breakfast with him, you, like, all right, so breakfast is at 9 tomorrow, and he'd be like, oh, 900 or like 2100. Like, everything just has to be spelled out. Like, make a fucking leap, mate. So I ring him and I was like, hey, like, it's me. I just spoke with Ernest. You don't need to call the conditioner company. What? What do you mean? I just spoke with Ernest. You don't need to call the conditioner company. Like, I don't understand. What do you mean? I was like, Dad, I don't need to explain it any further than that. Have a good day. I'll see you tonight.
Mm-hmm.
And hung up. So that's that tale. My mum conditioned her hair something about Mary style with her son's condom conditioner.
I just... The audacity of the people in her life to make it her responsibility to fix
this. I know. That's the real nightmare fuel. Yep. Is she's in the middle as the sister going, okay, I guess I'll fucking fix this
thing. The emotional labor this 17-year-old girl has to go through to cover up her brother's cummy cot conditioner and her mother's shame and her father's ineptitude.
I just hope she got her own Tresemme that week.
Truly.
And they decided to buy her own special conditioner.
She's like, I'm going Garnier and I'm keeping that shit in my bedroom.
Yeah. Wow, that was beautiful, Elise. I liked that one. That was fucking great. All right, guys, if you have any nightmare fuel, send them in to hello@itslotpodcast.com. If you're coming to the live shows, send them to traumadumptour@itslotpodcast.com. And we'll see you next week with Elise again.
Woo-hoo! Woo-hoo!